Hi, and welcome to the Fine Line Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Webb, and the date is May 6th, and today I'm going to be talking about the adventures of BJ the Raccoon. So, it all started when my aunt and uncle, Penny and Paul, ran a gas station in Elmont, and Paul had seen some things, you know, met some people, but this one in specific was different than the others. One day, a man came in, and in his hands was a baby raccoon. Very young, clearly was abandoned, didn't have a family, and he comes in and says, "Hi, Paul. This raccoon's mother has died or abandoned this little raccoon. What do we do with it?" And Paul and Penny, being the people they were, loved pets, they loved animals, but they also owned a farm and had plenty of space to have these animals. So Paul said, "Well, I can take it." So that's exactly what he did. After his shift at the gas station, he went home and called for Penny and said, "I have a surprise." And she said, "Well, what is it?" And he said, "A baby raccoon." And she always was more fond of, you know, regular pets like cats and dogs, so a baby raccoon was a little surprising, but nonetheless, they still raised it. So, BJ had started to grow up with them, and in the midst of him growing up, they were also building their house. So, he would wander and do his own thing. He was pretty young, so they usually had to keep him in a closed-off room so he didn't get lost, get stepped on, who knows. But as he got older, he was able to roam more often, got outside sometimes, and eventually was pretty much a fully outdoor pet. So BJ started to get a little sneaky, if you would say that. He would get into Penny's makeup, you know, mess all that stuff up, or sometimes get into the trash, just like raccoons do. But one specific time, they were going out after they had built the house, you know, they somewhat had a good room to put BJ in. So they put him in the basement, locked the door, left for the night. Well, BJ escaped the basement and decided to go upstairs and find some snacks. So he crawled onto the kitchen counter and found the cupboard full of vitamins and the vitamin gummies and stuff like that. And when they get home, to their surprise, they go to the kitchen and find BJ sitting on the counter eating the last of the vitamin gummies, as it were a snack. BJ turned out fine after that, as they were only gummies, but, you know, probably not ideal. So BJ had lived like that for a while. When Penny would drive her car, she'd bring BJ, and he would mess up her hair when she's driving, or like to taunt my grandma and scare her by crawling up the back of her kitchen chair and jumping on her shoulder. And BJ had lived a pretty fun life. One day, he decided to wander over to the neighboring farm that had horses. And BJ, being raised by humans, was a very, very friendly animal. The farmer thought, though, just because he was so friendly, that something was wrong with him, possibly like rabies or something like that. So the farmer took care of BJ and said to Penny and Paul, you know, "Here's BJ back." But I thought something was wrong with him. And then Penny and Paul, they kind of saw it coming, just because, you know, raising a raccoon that's friendly isn't always gonna come off as a normal thing to other people. So they said, you know, "No, he was just raised by us," or whatever. But after that, BJ got buried in the pet cemetery along with the cows that had passed from the barn, and the horses and the other pets that they had. And that was the story of BJ and his adventures.